Look, it's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
It's Sunday. We're all coming to the end of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Not when you're listening to this, probably. It's
middle of the week.
Middle of the week, maybe. I don't know. You might be listening to it on a Sunday
starting weekend.
Hey, whatever day it is,
make it a good one.
Yeah.
I hope it's a great day. You're having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's doing good out there.
If it's the weekend, I hope today is long and luxurious and lasts forever. If it's the middle of the week, you know, I hope you've got a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like us and like the days of the week are meaningless.
They all just run together.
Yeah, it's when there's a break, there's a break. When there's not, you keep going. And
could be a Monday afternoon. Who knows?
Right. Excited you all are here today. We've got what an episode. It's so fun when we get to go into one of these like really... This really puts the ridiculous in ridiculous romance.
Right? But first, it's time for a mail call!
Mail!
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. This message comes from Patrick on Instagram. And he wrote to us and said, I just wanted to reach out and say that I love the show. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Love hearing that. I really liked the Elizabeth, Olive, William, and Wonder Woman episode. That's a great episode. Please go back and check that one out if you haven't heard it. As a married man in a poly relationship, Patrick says, and also in the BDSM world, it was nice to hear a podcast being non-judging, but also calling out the parts of their particular relationship that were abusive or not done well. I'm sharing this episode with my kink friends for sure. Loving your content. Keep up the good work.
Yay, that's awesome.
That's so good to hear. It's definitely really important to us to, I mean, you know, you shouldn't kink shame in general. But you also have to be vigilant about, I know that that community, it's open to abuse, you know, people taking advantage of people's openness and a place where you're supposed to be very secure and feel free to kind of let your freak flag fly, as they say. But also, you know, there's going to be some people that creep in there and do some bad things. I know that community is very vigilant against that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it probably, they're like, you're making us all look
exactly
like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you have to be careful, especially if you're like new to the community and you get the wrong person to introduce you. You know what I mean?
I
think it's very easy to be coerced into things you're not really comfortable with. If they're like, well, this is how it's done or whatever. So, yeah. But I think, like you're saying, the community itself is like consent is really essential to the enjoyment for me and for you. So yeah.
And
if
some
people are pushing you or making you feel crazy, they're just not doing it right.
But it was really good to hear. Again, we strive for that kind of level of awareness and appreciation without being judgmental. So it's really nice to hear that from you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
I hope others
feedback.
Feel the same way. Yeah.
I hope we continue to be good at talking about that sort of thing.
Yeah, in fact, we are going to try not to kink shame today.
It's going to be tough. This one's going to be tough for me.
But you know what? In fact, I would say it's important to distinguish this from kink because this guy is not fucking aliens as a kink. It is just something he claims happened to him many times. And, well, let's, you know what?
Yeah.
I think we're wasting too much time. So let's just go.
Let's do this.
Hey there, friends, come listen well. Eli and Diana got some stories to tell. There's no matchmaking or romantic tips. It's just about ridiculous relationships. A lover might be any type of person at all, an abstract concept or a concrete wall. But if there's a story worth a second glance, we'll put it in our show, Ridiculous Romance.
A production of iHeartRadio.
Simon Parks is a British man. He was first a lecturer at the Natural History Museum in London, and he served as a local counselor there. He's a married father of three, and in 1999, he moved to the seaside town of Whitby and became a counselor for the Labour Party in Stakesby Ward. And he did that while he was working as a driving instructor. Because you see, the Labour counselors in England, this is from labour.org.uk, they are elected to their local council to represent the residents in their local community. They're expected to be active in their communities and act as a voice of their constituents, bringing matters to the council that could range from the quality of local parks, to social services for the elderly, to bin collections and road safety, things like that.
But in April of 2015, he resigned as labor councillor because he said his workload left no time for civic duties. Because he and his wife Becky had started, and currently still run, an organization called Connecting Consciousness. It's in many countries with thousands of members. And through the organization, he offers a lot of services, very interesting services.
Yeah.
For example, general consultation.
Okay.
Allowing clients to discuss any topic that is pertinent to them.
So just like a little...
just anything.
Yeah, like a friend to talk to.
Yeah.
And he's going to give you some advice.
Sure.
That's nice.
Why not?
He also offers soul readings. This allows Simon to, quote, connect with the client's soul and thus determine their star family heritage. Okay. All right. Well,
star
you know what?
Star family. Okay.
It sounds a little astrological, like something, you know, people
sure.
get into that. That's helpful for
yeah,
a lot of
like
people.
Yeah, like tarot, maybe.
Maybe
or
something
whatever.
Like
it's
that.
It sort of sounds like that.
In that vein, sure. In either case, I think it's a totally normal thing for someone to offer, you know, their service
reading.
For online. Sure. Yeah. These two things are going to run you £100, 100 British pounds, for a 60-minute Skype session.
Another service is deprogramming and mind healing for those who have suffered trauma, maybe from a one-off situation or an orchestrated set of events.
Okay.
So like maybe like a childhood trauma / war service or something.
Right.
Maybe, or like somebody's coming after you.
Yeah, who orchestrated these events?
I know, right?
We'll get into that.
Well. They say that Simon, quote, has successfully deprogrammed a wide range of people, some of whom are holding elite positions in hierarchical structures, and that he can heal those who have been mind controlled or have a number of alternate personalities.
Wow, he can heal that, huh?
Yeah, just in a Skype session, I guess.
That's not all. There's one more service that he offers, and this might be the most important one. I don't know if any of our listeners are in need of this, but if you go to simonparks.org, his calendar is booked, he said, but you can get on a waiting list. And that service is for demonic possession. Clients who are afflicted by dark energy beings, quote, the djinn being one of many. So if a djinn got his hands on you, got inside your mind, if you've been mind controlled by dark energy beings, you know, get on Skype for £100. You can see this guy. Now, this is for these two, for deprogramming and for demonic possession, it is £100 for an initial assessment on a 60-minute Skype call. But he does say he may require an additional charge, you know, depending on the depth of work required. He says he can never return a person to 100% of who they were before their trauma, but he strives for 95%. That's pretty good. If I could be 95% of who I was before I had any trauma, I'd be a happier man.
And that's probably more than therapists offer or right. guarantee, I should say.
Hey, Doc, what percentage better can you make me at the end of this?
That would be very unprofessional of me to decide.
He also says that you can't, for those two as well, for deprogramming and demonic possession, it's not going to get done in one 60-minute Skype session. He says these are too complicated. It's going to take multiple sessions. So a few £100 is coming out of your pockets at least to this guy.
Well, I love that he's like, it's an initial assessment and then maybe an extra charge.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but it's definitely an extra charge.
Yeah.
Like, I also think it's weird that he specifically calls out djinn, which for people who don't know are creatures of Arabic lore
yeah.
or whatever. And they live in lamps.
Okay.
But it feels weird that he just calls out specifically an Arabic
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
as you know, just because of the way Britain is right now
yeah.
In
yeah.
terms of that sort of thing. It feels weird that he like called
yeah.
that out
well,
specifically.
Well, he does commonly tap into those those little issues.
Great.
Yeah.
Right now, Parks is personally in touch with the man known only as Q. Oh, Lord. Who is leading a conspiracy to upend all the corruption in Washington, bring about a great counter-revolution that will lead to Donald Trump's reinstatement as the real United States president and blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, before the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol, his YouTube page had 10,000 followers. But within days of the insurrection, he had over 600,000. And today he's at 659,000, which I think is also how many people have died of COVID in the United States.
Oh, man. Yeah. That number, I think, is just so important to note as to why maybe he got into this line of reasoning. Could that possibly be bringing him financial success? Why might he be tapping into this particular audience if, you know, he gets on YouTube for a few hours a day and suddenly has 600,000 followers, up from 10? I'm sure he was like, yep, this is it. This is where I'm this is where I'm nesting, because this is
grifters
what's going to bring
grifting.
Us. Exactly. So, but come on, who is this guy? What? Why are we talking about him? What brought him into power? What's this? What's the romance
here?
There's
the romance, yeah.
What political stances did Simon Parks make in England's Liberal Labour Party that brought him into the national spotlight? What actions has he taken in support of not just the British people, but human beings across the globe in his fight for truth and transparency? What passionate, sane, stable behaviors has this man exhibited that have earned him the trust of hundreds of thousands of global citizens? Well, we can begin to uncover these truths of this man's captivating, eye-opening brilliance in a 2013 Huffington Post article that's titled, Simon Parks, Labor Counselor, Says Sex with an Alien is Causing Problems in My Marriage.
Wow.
Yes, Simon Parks in 2012 told the UK newspaper The Northern Echo that he regularly had sex with an alien being that he refers to as the Cat Queen, and that together they had a child named Zarka.
Okay.
This is the guy who's going to cure you of your demonic possession. If you're curious about where his, about the stability of this guy, here it is.
He was first taken to one of their ships when he was only 3 years old. He describes the ship as being a teardrop shape.
Right.
With the blunt end at the front and the pointy end at the back. Aerodynamic. Makes sense.
Would you get on a teardrop-shaped airplane? Because I don't think I would.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the way airplanes are shaped now, I've never thought one way or another about it. I guess they know what they're doing.
They're shaped like birds. They're shaped like flying things.
He claims that the alien approached him and took his hand. And when he said, I'm ready, a technology I don't understand will take us up to a craft orbiting the Earth.
That's nice. They say, each time he has to say, I'm ready. And then they go. That's consensual right there is what it is.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm glad these aliens understand consent and wait for an I'm ready. If only more people took that to heart and waited for an I'm ready.
I guess if it were me, I'd be like, I need a little more information about what we're going to do once we get there before I feel ready.
I mean, I don't know that this was the first time, but it's each time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each time he goes up, they're like, take my hand, tell me you're good, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that, you know, yeah. Consent, again, very important.
Yeah.
So props to these aliens for knowing about that.
And we're not talking about a one-time thing here, of course, either.
Right.
This actually would occur, he said, sometimes four times a year. Get a nice quarterly alien sexcapade.
He's like, going on my quarterly fishing trip.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, honey, don't wait up.
It's June. It's time for my third quarter alien fucking.
She's like, oh, all right. See you later.
This started in 1965, when Simon was 5 years old.
Nope.
He was on This Morning, which is like a British morning talk show, like a Good Morning America kind of thing. And he told them, well, I didn't technically lose my virginity. So that's, I want to make that distinction. He was very emphatic about that. This was not something where a five-year-old is losing his virginity. It much more understandable. I think we can all wrap our heads around this. It was actually just a sexual holographic experience. So apparently that makes it okay. And, oh, he's like, he says, we think we have wonderful technology here on Earth, but this far surpasses anything we have here, or at least anything the military tells us we have. The being actually appeared to him as a vision of the woman from the Fry's Turkish Delight commercials, which are in the, we looked these up, and you have to too. We got, we'll have to post one to the Twitter feed.
Yes.
Because they're on YouTube. And in the 1960s, Fry's Turkish Delight was a candy, and the commercials are just, guess, it's a bunch of white people in racist costumes doing racist dances to racist music, selling a racist candy. It's just like this, you know, camels and
like
belly
the
dancing.
Sultan's favorite. I mean, but she literally looks like me. I mean, like
she looks whiter
very
than you.
White, yeah,
she's blonde.
And I even like watched one where she's trying to do like a harem dance thing, yeah, and she barely moves her hips. And I'm like, every belly dancer is like, what is this?
So 60s candy aside, this is this five-year-old says, an alien just took me up to her ship, hologrammed herself as the Fry's Turkish Delight model, and had holographic sex with me.
And his mom's like, uh-huh, great, honey. Why don't you write it down? I'm trying to make dinner. But he did. He says he did have regular, real, actual contact sex with the cat queen. Mm-hmm. He said the creatures go into your mind and they have the ability to make you think one thing, which is actually another thing. They went into his mind and they made him feel love for them.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, sounds a lot like David Tennant's character in Jessica Jones.
Right.
Which was like a really fucked up villain because I was like, horrible. Mind control is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Why? That sounded terrible to me.
Right.
And yeah, I'm not the only one. Holly Willoughby from, is that?
She's the host.
From
yeah.
the show. Okay. Yeah. Holly Willoughby from This Morning said, I think I'd be upset if someone went into my brain and made me love them.
Yeah, Holly, because you're a normal human being.
Exactly. But Simon was like, well, my understanding of the vastness of the universe led me to understand that some things are less important than others.
I guess like...
like consent?
Consent?
Which, or free will?
He's like, humans are such a microscopic dot in the universe that consent is pretty, you know, who cares?
Right, or like my feelings of love are not important.
Yeah, you
they,
can
they can be
those.
Manufactured
uh-huh.
and manipulated because of all the other things going on. Like, okay, weird that they care about you saying, yes, I'm ready, but not if you actually feel any love for them from your own personal
right,
self.
Right.
Maybe they're just like, well, we're just so weird looking or something. We have to like help you understand that it's okay to love us or something.
Wow. That's twisted too. Cause then, you know,
right.
There are people out there like, women don't like me. So I'm going to mind control them into liking me.
Yeah. I'm going to neg them into liking me somehow. Yeah. And gaslight them until they're miserable.
What is that sound? Oh my God.
Humans.
Oh, no.
We have returned. We are back. It's our favorite show, Ridiculous Romance.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, Ozark.
Hey, it's the aliens, Ozark and Glipglorp.
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 That's it. Thank you.
Wow. You guys came and visited us during the Betty and Barney Hill episode when we were talking about that alien abduction.
And you're back.
And you're back.
That's great. Nice to see you again.
Yes, Betty and Barney Hill. They were good friends of ours, too.
Yeah, we're just talking about this this guy who had sex with an alien. You guys familiar with this story?
No, never heard of him.
No, I've never heard of Simon Parks. Never.
How did you know his name?
Betty, what are you talking about?
You just said his name, but never said his name.
I did not. I heard this other podcast talking about him before, so...
You don't listen to podcasts.
I know. I don't have ears.
Oh, Zach, did you fuck a human being?
Well, it was a long time ago.
Oh, Zach, have you been tested?
Yeah. It's not contagious. Look, there's a lot of people looking at me right now. and it's making me very uncomfortable. So what I do with my own time and my own mind control powers is my business.
Oh my God, Ozark.
Ozark.
It was consensual.
Did you turn into a fries Turkish delight lady?
Haven't we all turned into a fries Turkish delight lady at some time?
Ozark, no! We've talked about the fries Turkish delight lady. She's off limits.
But I just wanted to be beautiful.
Oh my God.
How come the British lady can make herself look like a Saudi harem princess, and I can't make myself look like that British lady?
Ozark, it's cultural appropriation. We've talked about this, and we took the setting off the holograph machine on purpose.
This sounds like you guys have a lot to work out.
Yeah. Maybe we should take a break?
I think it's probably a good idea that we take a break. Okay, and we're back.
Hey, everyone.
Ozark and Glip Glorp have... Glip Glorp have taken a little time to themselves. I think they left, so we're probably good. Kind of sick of those guys busting into our podcast.
I wish they'd call first.
Yeah, well, and they keep leaving a huge hole in the roof, which is really the big problem. It took a long time to patch that last
time. Seriously.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about Simon Parks. He's fucking the alien cat queen. And she's mind controlled him into believing that he loves her, and he's cool with that.
Yeah, very weird. Please don't mind control people into falling in love with you.
Yeah, just
not
blanket rule.
Not cool. So yeah, and Park said he was 5 years old when he first had sexual contact, even though it was not physical contact, it was still sexual.
Yeah,
right.
Holographic, but it's cool because
it's holograph.
Yeah, whatever.
It's all in his brain.
Yeah, apparently it's cool for 5 year olds to have hologram sex. According to Simon Parks.
Interesting position to
take.
But he was actually visited much younger than 5 by these aliens.
Oh, yeah.
He said they started to visit him while he was in his mother's womb. And he remembers this, remembers it.
Right.
Like you do. He apparently has a very clear memory of a face with no distinguishing features.
So I have a very clear memory of very fuzzy details.
I have a very clear memory of not remembering something.
You know, it's like it was yesterday, 1,000 years ago.
Well, anyway, he has a very clear memory of a face. And he says that he suddenly was gifted with the awareness that there was, quote, much more to this world than I knew. Which, no shit, you're in the womb. Like, you don't know anything about the world yet.
It's literally...
As far as you know, the world is an amniotic sack.
I think there might be more out there. If I ever get out of this vagina, I swear I'm going to find out what's out there.
One day I'm going to masticate my own food.
He has drawings that he's done of these creatures, and they are amateur color pencil crayon drawings.
I'll say he does it better than I would.
I mean,
I can't draw for shit. Yeah, so I was like, all right.
It's not like a 5-year old did them, but they are still just like,
right.
Hire an artist. You know,
that's my thing.
If he's going about out into the world to say, I've seen aliens, don't grab your box of Crayola felt tip markers and give me, you know, a quick napkin drawing you did off the top of your head. Like, before you get to the news program, go out there and find an artist and say, hey, if I describe this to you, do you think you can draw it?
Yeah, find like a sketch art, like a cop, like a police sketch artist.
Yeah.
And tell, that's their whole job, right?
Right, right. Like, he's like, okay, so he's got a long head, big eyes.
Big eyes, like anime big or?
Like Anya Taylor-Joy big.
Anya Taylor-Joy eyes.
Yeah, but a little bigger. A little bigger.
Right.
And then just like, you know, like a Voldemort nose, the slits.
Okay.
You know, he who shall not be named.
Thank you. Yeah. I was about to be very scared.
I forgot I shouldn't say it in Britain in public.
It's like saying Macbeth in a theater.
He's got like a Jean-Luc Picard haircut.
So... No hair.
No hair, yes, that's exactly.
Okay, just checking.
Saying here.
How's this?
My goodness, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It looks like my mother.
Would you like a smaller miniature to keep for yourself?
Can I get a wallet size? So he has one drawing of the Cat Queen, right, or the Lion Queen, he sometimes calls her. And he says in a CNN interview that her name is Zuka Lachlachlach.
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 Sounds like a, sounds like the Langoliers eating the universe. Lachlachlachlachlachlachlachlachlachlachlach. He says they call sex bonding, and that she's the one, the Cat Queen is the one he's bonded with. And you just get a glimpse of one of his drawings of her on this CNN video where she's got, you know, these big furry cat shoulders. She's got a big, wide, cat-shaped, two-tone face and a humanoid body with big boobs and big, wide hips, right? Very, very over-sexualized drawing of this furry
Like, are you sure you weren't just like scrolling through 4chan and saw something that you like?
That's
maybe
it.
He just has a really good imagination.
Oh, definitely.
And he's like, that had to be real because it seemed so real, but he really just saw a furry at like a Comic-Con.
Yeah, and he was high. And then like he woke up the next day and was like, I fuck that cat.
Yeah, he was on ecstasy.
Holy
and he was
shit.
Like, oh, it felt so good.
She said she was an alien. Except he was first visited, I mean, very first time, outside of the womb, but before he had sex with them, when he was 3 to 4 months old. The aliens that visited him most frequently were called the mantids, or he says in the U.S. they're called mantises. There's like 4 different species of aliens that he talks about. And mantids are green, they're 7 feet tall, they have a kite-shaped face, tiny nostrils, huge eyes, a thin mouth, and 8 fingers. And they wear these long purple robes.
One of the drawings is the alien standing in profile. Another drawing is a picture of a mantid crouching down next to kind of a crudely drawn naked woman who seems to be sitting on like an examination table of some kind, just naked.
Uh-huh.
And he's pointing directly at her vagina and saying, "You!" with a big exclamation mark.
Yeah. Like, I guess...
What? Me what?
You, like, that's where you came from. A vagina. Or you're in there.
You're in there.
I put you in there.
What? Okay.
It's very strange.
Anyway, it looks like a nightmare I had once. It's like every woman's first visit to an OBGYN. You!
Alien obstetrician.
And you're just sitting there like, oh, can I take this paper robe off, please?
She would have killed for a paper robe in that drawing.
I know, she's like, I'm just tits out here.
Out.
In the early days, he says he didn't think of them as aliens because he didn't know any difference between aliens and humans.
Right.
To him, there was no distinction. They were just some creatures that were visiting him, much like his mother would visit. I mean, it was all, they were all family to him, basically. He remembers one particular visit from when he was 8 months old, where he's in his crib, and he says, 2 green stick things came in. I was aware of some movement over my head. I thought, they're not mummy's hands. Mummy's hands are pink. Which I'm like, you're 8 months old and you already know colors? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I know pink hands when I see them, and these are not pink hands.
And they're sticks also, apparently.
Right.
The 9-foot-tall alien that was picking him up at this point then beamed a message directly through his eyes and down his optic nerve into his brain, saying, I am your real mother. I am your more important mother.
Okay. Also very rude of this alien to come to another child and say, I'm your more important mother.
Yeah, Simon's mom is like, okay, well then, pay some fucking bills around here.
You fucking cook dinner tonight,
okay,
then.
You warm up the formula.
Have you vacuumed today? Because it's a fucking mess around here.
So you could take the trash out or something. Apparently I'm co-parenting all of a sudden. He was confused by this, obviously. So am I, you know, to be fair. And he started calling his human mother Daddy. Because
this is so crazy. I know,
he said he thought she must be his dad because who needs 2 moms?
Jill's like, okay, so you're all about alien sex, but you can't wrap your brain around two mothers? Okay. So he said the alien was his mummy and his human mother was his daddy.
She must have been. If he had a mummy alien, then this other person must have been daddy.
So everyone out there with same-sex parents, one of them's an alien. Just hate to break it to you. He said as he got older, he realized that it was socially unacceptable to call his mother daddy. And he needed to get the words right. As he said, I learned not to be open, not to discuss it, because people can't handle it.
What a absurd that he blames that on people, too. He's like, well, it's your fault for not understanding why I was calling my mother daddy. I have another mother, but I guess you just don't understand that my other mother is a big green alien.
No, I don't. I don't understand it.
What's wrong with you, closed-minded simpletons?
I don't know, but that's such a normal thing if you have delusions.
Yeah.
You know, that you're like, well, obviously my delusions are the real thing,
yeah,
and everybody else is having their own delusion of this fake world.
Right, right. It's that.
It's a lot of gymnastics, I think, mental gymnastics you have to do to make this fit, in my opinion.
It's that same, like, well, you don't think that my mother was an alien, and I do. So we just have two different views of the world that are equally sane and valid, and one of us is right and one of us is wrong, and you know what? I'm right, so I guess you must be wrong. That's logic right there.
Right.
It's not. It's not logic because you're saying your mother is a fucking alien.
I mean, and you know what? Stranger things in heaven and earth or whatever.
Stranger things than this have happened, but strange things for sure.
I mean, you know, I just like, I'm not, I have never seen a ghost or an alien or any type of elf or fairy or anything like that.
Right.
I've never had an experience.
Right.
Okay. I know people who have.
Yeah.
And they are very adamant that that shit was real and it happened and it was not like a dream or something they made up or whatever.
Yeah.
And I believe them. You know what I mean? Like, I think that the world is weird and there's a lot of possibilities within the world and within the universe that we we barely know anything about the universe. So who knows? And now all the governments of the world are finally going, there's definitely UFOs. We don't know what they are. So they're unidentified. They're flying. They're objects. Anyway, they're out there.
Uh-huh.
Can't tell you anything about them, but they're out there. And so, you know, I like to be open-minded about these kinds of things as much as possible.
Absolutely.
But it is very frustrating to just have someone be like, but you are just, I don't know, you just don't
you're too simple.
Yeah, you're too simple. You don't have this contact or whatever to understand. Like, I'm more enlightened or something than you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, I believe that there are extraterrestrial intelligent species out there. I believe that they may even have visited Earth already. I find it hard. So many of these depictions of aliens are based around very human ideas and behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
That they would fight for resources, that they would have a similar structure of hierarchy, that they would know how our governments worked and who the leaders of them were and be able to comprehend our systems to such a degree that they can just go ahead and come in and infiltrate. There's a lot there that I'm like,
That they have a colonial mindset and they need to go conquer and take over and subjugate.
A lot of that is very human. And I'm like, I think if we're talking about aliens, we really need to open up our idea of what their motivations are, what they're looking for, what they're interested in, and how they would contact us and who they would contact. Because getting involved in like our various governments across the world for some hidden nefarious purpose that can't be revealed to the public is very, very human. That's such a human idea to me. And I, in my belief of aliens, I think that that's pretty outrageous. Mm-hmm. I think that actually makes the universe smaller to me to say, oh, there's all these other species out there and they're running on the same level we are.
Mm.
It's like, that's kind of crazy. But who knows? Who knows? But I firmly believe that who doesn't know
is Simon Parks.
Is Simon Parks. Like, on his own website. Okay, we talked about his alien mother.
Right.
This woman that believes he was alien mother. And we're left with the question, well, what about his biological human mother.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with her? Because also, he was in her womb. He says so. The alien visited him while he was in his biological human mother's womb. So this am your mother thing must be very, you know, it's just an idea. It's conceptual. I'm your alien mother. You know,
right.
She's not saying I birthed you. So what about his mother? Well, on his own website, simonparks.org, Simon says his human mother.
Simon says.
That's how you know it's true. makes it a rule.
Simon said it.
Simon says his human mother worked for MI5, which is the UK's domestic counterintelligence agency and their security agency. But she was, he says, quote, in reality, working for the NSA.
Which is an American.
Right, the National Security Agency, yeah.
So I guess they're the international security.
He also says that his grandfather works for MI6, which is the James Bond agency. So I've studied that extensively. I understand the workings of that. There's a woman named M in charge, although recently a man has taken over.
Right.
Voldemort, actually.
Voldemort took
has,
over.
Has taken over the...
Oh, my God. Everything's MI6. True. He's in the ministry.
But that in working for MI6, his grandfather was in reality working for the CIA.
Man, everybody's working for the United States.
Well, Simon says that his mother raised him herself and never remarried, but he never mentions his biological father in this. He says that between 1965 and 1979, his mother was working on secret documents that came out of Berlin because there were UFOs that had crashed in America and were sent to German scientists to be reverse engineered so they could discover that technology. So you've got American and German scientists working together, very common from that era, you know, Wernher von Braun and people like that. In a lot of these conspiracy theories, the Germans had very advanced technological capabilities because of all this crazy research that, you know, the Nazis were doing and then moving forward.
There are some theories that Nazis are actually living in a hollow earth that come out of Antarctica.
Right.
And if you go into the hollow earth, you'll see all their amazing technology that they're building to bring the Third Reich back or something.
That they probably got from reverse engineering these UFOs.
These UFOs, right? We should never have sent them over there.
Now, in 1979, she asked to be released from this work. She didn't want to be part of it anymore. And then she died in, quote, suspicious circumstances, says Simon. He was 19 at the time. And after she died, he says that 2,000 pounds, British pounds, were put in an envelope and slid through his door. And it contained a message that read, "Don't look back, Dick Whittington." And that's when he moved to London. And Dick Whittington is this famous London folklore I won't spend all day telling you about, but it gave him the idea to move to London.
So I have to ask, what about the wife? Because he's married with three kids.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But he's regularly going on these quarterly sexcapades.
Right. He's got a little, an alien side piece,
and,
if you will.
And surely, or is she the side piece?
Is his wife the... No, because, I mean, it's just quarterly with the alien.
I guess
so. I feel like it's a...
more side.
You know, every few months, I go have a little alien
long-distance lover.
Yeah. He's like, hey, honey, I might be away for the weekend. Zucha Lach 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 is in town. And, you know, I'm just going to go say hi.
I guess me and Zucha Lach 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 are going to knock, knock, knock our boots together.
Knock, knock, knock.
So anyway, how did she feel about all this? This sex... cat queen with sex thing, whatever she's talking about. And his other kid also, I guess. He's got a whole other family going on.
He's got
on.
Three kids and then alien
no,
kids.
No, but he has alien kids
yeah.
with this other one.
Yeah.
So I've, you know, got to wonder how Becky is feeling about all this. And apparently she did find out about it. And as the article said, it was causing some strife in their marriage.
Uh-huh.
She was unhappy about it at first. But don't worry, he says, quote, "The sex is not on a human level. So I don't see it as wrong." Does Becky, though? Like,
right,
again,
right.
I'm asking about Becky, Simon. You keep your mouth shut for a second. Let Becky talk.
Ah! Oh, my God. Ah, hey, you're back.
Yes, I was overhearing, and I did want to point out that, of course, it's not on a human level. It barely even counts.
Yes, we don't do the same things you do, and so it's very different. It's just hand stuff, so it doesn't count.
You know, we only have 8 fingers, so it's a lot different. You know, it's actually... we're kind of missing 2 digits. Look, everybody has different needs, and no one person can provide all those needs for one other person, so we're just filling the gap.
It's more of an emotional connection.
Yes.
And also one of our fingers vibrates.
Yes, humans don't have that.
We certainly don't. I kind of do wish. I guess. I don't know. I'm curious.
Seems like it would be useless in other situations, but...
So you're saying that Becky needs to be okay with this because this is a totally different thing.
Becky can feel how she feels, but Becky should just come with him next time and check it out for herself.
Oh, yeah. Becky could come along. We've invited her.
We could have a little party.
She has very conventional viewpoints about sex, and we've been trying to open Becky's mind.
Ozark! You absolutely cannot mind control people into agreeing with you. That is wrong. They're not agreeing with you.
Oh, really? Why don't you let me put my fingers on your brain and...
No, I'm not. We're not doing that. We should probably go to commercial because...
Which is our form of mind control.
Yeah. So everyone, you know, why don't you guys take us to commercial?
Yes. And then if any listeners out there want to come... Take a ride on our spaceship. You know what to do.
Look for the teardrop-shaped object in the sky.
And wave your hands frantically. We will be right there.
And we'll be right back. Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. Yeah. We've cleared out all the roof shingles and stuff again from the podcast bathroom.
Well, here's the thing. Including... Ozark and Gleep Glorp, there are multiple different races of the aliens. Like we mentioned, Simon Parks himself brings up four different kinds. And you've got the feline species, you know, with the wide hips and the big boobs. His cat queen that he's been having sex with. There's also...
I love aliens have boobs, like...
Oh, I know, right?
Just two boobs like us. I don't know. Oh.
Are they mammals?
Okay.
Do they?
Because, like, other animals on Earth have more than two boobs.
Right.
And they have mostly nipples,
right.
Not even boobs. So
yeah.
It's like, why do we think aliens would have two?
Two
anyway.
Legs, two arms, a head, but only eight fingers. You know, it's not a direct copy, but they evolved as a hybrid of our humans and cats. So
all
there's
the more reason for them to have multiple nipples all the way up and down. Anyway. It's fine.
So there's four different races of aliens. You've got the feline types. You've also got the grays. And these are your X-Files aliens, the very typical Hollywood, you know, skinny gray aliens with the big eyes and the big round heads. And
Gleep, Glorp, and Ozark.
Gleep, Glorp, and Ozark types, yeah. These are the aliens that abducted
Betty
and Barney Hill. Yeah. Again, That's check right. that episode out if you want to hear about the first ever alien abduction recorded. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the mantids. Now, these are the purple robes, the big green heads that we talked about. As he said, they were the aliens that visited him the most. Simon says in an interview that the fourth species of aliens are the Nordics, which are the reptilians. Now, they are very strict about not being seen or recognized because they know, Simon tells us, that humans... are so very good at recording things, and they don't like to be recorded.
I guess they never heard of the Library of Alexandria.
I don't really understand this. They just don't like it, so they don't allow it. They have an agreement with human governments, with anyone in the know. The agreement is that we don't get recorded, and those aliens themselves are very protective of being seen, of being... you know, filmed or photographed or anything like that. He says that some ancient civilizations, the Sumerians, the Babylonians, he says the Mayans and the Aztecs might all have carvings where you might get a glimpse of a reptilian, of a Nordic, but you really won't see them very much. He says it's much more likely that you're going to see renditions of the cat aliens in ancient Egyptian carvings because the cats don't care about being recorded. They're cool with it. But they still won't come down and, like, be on camera or introduce themselves to the public, I guess. It's very convoluted. It seems more like an explanation of why, like a loose explanation of why we've seen some carvings of cat people in alien in Egyptian culture. Although, that's so dismissive of their actual fucking culture.
I mean, seriously.
You know, like, it wasn't aliens doing anything in ancient Egypt. It was human beings... very skilled and imaginative human beings telling stories that they themselves created. Don't fucking
right,
take that away from
right, about their gods
them.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, yeah, talking shit about the Middle East and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Africa.
Yeah. Side note, for our alien lovers out there, if you say that aliens did these ancient things, what you're saying is that early humans, specifically who were people of color, were not capable of it, that they were too primitive, and that's demonstrably false.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, in fact, pretty racist to say that aliens built the pyramids and shit like that. It's not true.
Right.
Slaves built the pyramids, yeah. To be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But they were designed by human engineers who were perfectly fucking capable of pulling it off. But these reptilians are so emphatic about not being seen, and they're so entrenched in our governments that, in fact, when Simon was on the This Morning program, he said, "I brought drawings of aliens, of the mantids and of the Nordics, and they were going to use them as the backdrop while they interviewed me." He says, "But someone from very high up came down and pointed at the reptilian one and said, we can't show that." So somewhere in this British news program, there's an alien very high up in the corporate ladder who said,
"Absolutely not. You are not allowed to show our depicted image on your news program."
The guy's like, "We're gonna get so many views and so much ratings off of this Simon Parks guy's crazy. I just got a little message. Hold on one second. Yes, sir. So sorry." The Nordics are the ones getting their hands dirty, though, it seems. They're apparently advising Vladimir Putin, for example.
Oh, no.
In 2015, Parks said Putin had been part of a group advised by reptiles. and have offered him technology on par with what they're giving to America.
Okay.
So I guess they were giving us, like, a lot of great shit for a while, and then they were like, now we'll give it to you as well.
Yeah. We're going to give you each a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just really like Earth in conflict,
yeah.
I guess.
We just want y'all to fight for some reason.
Yeah, we're gonna build our own little Cold War here.
Maybe we're like their gladiator battles. Like, we're entertainment for them.
Maybe. It's just, you know, whenever you kind of get deep into the weeds of these conversations, you ask, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening? The answer is so generic. It's like, well, they're running experiments.
Right.
They're just observing. What? Well, like a kid who put two ants in a jar and watched them fight or some shit. And I'm like, but why?
Mm-hmm.
That's not an answer. That's just a circumstance.
Mm.
That's not an explanation.
Hmm. Yeah, apparently when Putin started putting pressure on the Ukraine, apparently it was because the Nordics told him he no longer has to toe the American line.
Yeah.
So they made the American line and then told him, don't worry about it.
Right.
And apparently the Nordics don't mind Simon talking about them, because if they did, quote, clearly they would have stopped me long before now.
Okay.
Sure.
Look, I got a question, and it's why Simon? What makes him so damn special? And he says, when he was asked that on This Morning, he said, "I asked them that myself."
Mm-hmm.
He says, quote, "I don't consider myself special or important." He says he makes that very clear on every interview he goes on, that it's not about me, I'm not special. And he said the answer they gave me is basically that Earth scientists trap a wild animal and they put a tag on him,
mm-hmm.
and they follow that animal around, and they follow that animal through generations. They'll follow its herd and its family and just keep tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's what they're doing with humans. They followed my soul through generations, he says.
Still, though, farmers do that
with
tag shit for a reason.
Yeah.
There is a purpose behind that.
Right. And they study them in the wild. You know, scientists do that also with a purpose, to learn more about these. These aliens have been here since the dawn of humanity. So why are they tagging, like, what are they not getting?
Well, and apparently they're also, like, in charge of some things.
Right.
So it's like,
why do you have to study this labor secretary when you're already controlling all the world governments?
Right.
You'd do better to just, like, hack into people's Facebooks and get data like that, because that's more useful.
Maybe they're studying our reaction to him, not really him, you know? Like, they're like, we'll be totally honest with one person and then just see how everybody else goes. So they're like, oh, he's got 659,000 people who believe him in a world of 7 billion people. You know, maybe 1 billion of them have ever heard of him. Huh. Like, maybe there's something there.
I guess, but then what does that tell them? Because it doesn't tell them how people would react to them. It tells
Not
them
really.
How people would react to a crazy-sounding
to
person.
Liars.
Yeah, to liars. And they don't need a study to see how we react to liars. We do it every day.
Mm-hmm. I'll make it real simple for you, Cat Queen. We believe them or we don't. That's how we deal with it.
They took some viewer reactions in after the This Morning interview, and they were reading out like tweets they got in response. And one person wrote in and said, "Why is it that only people with an alien fixation ever seem to see them? I've never heard of anyone who has no interest in them ever having an alien encounter."
Great question.
Absolutely.
Just solid gold right yeah. there. Where are my Scullies?
Yeah, right.
Yes. I need a Scully to come in and be like, "Listen, I thought this was all bullshit, but seriously, I talked to a cat queen. We had holographic sex. It was amazing. I am in."
Yeah. When you just meet a Mulder every 10 years and there's never a Scully, why are you going to believe these crazy people?
What if the sex is bad? Wouldn't that be sad?
Oh, I know, right?
Like holographic alien like sex, and you're like, "Oh, this is about to be fucking something."
Blow
and,
my
then,
mind.
And then it's like, "Oh, that was actually really awkward."
They're like,
"Oh, yeah, yes, give it to me. Yes, yes, just like that."
And the person's just lying still, like,
"What?
Is this supposed to be good?
I don't even know where that's supposed to go." "I'm not sure what I'm to do with you, if anything."
"Say my name."
"I can't pronounce it."
"Zuchluchlock?
Zuchluchlock?"
"Can you just a little... ow, wait, just a little to the left. No, I think, hang on, I have to get
back
out first.
My back.
We'll come back, can we? Oh, no, you're not. Oh, I guess we'll try again in a little while. How long do you need?"
Like, I probably need a long time.
It's a long time, I'm sorry.
"Was it good for you?"
No.
Not really.
"We'll get better with more observation." "More observation! We don't know how to bring the humans to orgasm."
That's all they've
that's
been
all
studying
they've
this whole time.
Out. And they're like,
"They do it to each other so easily."
Well.
Wow. Depends.
Some more easily than others.
David Pakman, who has a podcast and talked about this extensively, says that Parks claims that there are plenty of people who have had the same experience, but they're just not willing to talk about it because it would destroy their careers for some reason.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's an elected official while he's saying this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, how?
Oh,
you still got elected.
He was out about this before he was elected. He's
right.
Very emphatic about that, too. He's like, "People always knew. It wasn't something I hid."
But also, it would destroy your career.
Yeah, apparently.
So anyway, he's holding a lot of weird ideas together in his brain. He says, quote, "One of the reasons I've come forward is to give strength and confidence for others to come forward. If 1,000 people came forward on Monday and another 1,000 by Wednesday, the attitude from the media would be very different." That was in 2013.
So I guess 1,000 people didn't come forward on Wednesday.
Needless to say, we have not seen 2,000 yeah. or any number of people come forward and say, yeah, I've also had a cat queen come to me
yeah.
in my crib.
It's been 8 years and I think it's still just the one.
Yeah, I think it is the one. I guess others. We've come forward with our experience with the Greys on this podcast.
Well, and he was asked many times to step down from his counselor position. Because he did come out about this while he was an elected official. I mean, again, he came out before, but he mm-hmm. spoke about it extensively in the news while he was an elected official. And he always claimed that this is a personal matter. It didn't seem to have any impact on him fulfilling the duties of his job. In fact, a local vicar in his area said, "Well, he brought interest and merriment to a lot of people and did a very good job as counselor."
Merriment. I love that.
It did bring merriment.
Like, people be laughing at him, but he's still doing a good job.
Still, the former mayor of Whitby said, quote, "I don't think my real opinion of this is printable." So it's some people, I think a lot of other officials in the town said, "You're embarrassing us." Like, even
I'm
if
sure.
he does his job well, this we don't want to be known for this.
Yeah.
And asked him to step down, but he did not until 2015 when his workload got too heavy for him.
Right. David Pakman on his show was like, so this is kind of like a person who believes in that the world is only 6,000 years old,
mm-hmm.
but otherwise are great at everything else.
Yeah.
Where you're like, maybe just that part. We just leave that out and do the rest.
Because I can probably find someone who's good at this job who's not having sex with an alien cat queen.
You know, that's exactly.
Right. Now, the aliens don't take him away. He doesn't say abducted. He's very clear. It's not an abduction.
Because he says yes to it.
It's consensual.
So it's not a kidnapping or whatever. They just take him.
They just take him. But they don't take him when he's busy. He said they wouldn't take him during political meetings.
That's so courteous.
Or during large gatherings of people. They don't want to disrupt or draw a lot of attention to themselves. He even claims to have been taken up with groups of people in the past up into the ship. So little alien orgies are apparently happening from time to time, too.
Wow. They're getting down up there.
But what's the big question?
Are they going to take over?
Are aliens going to...
Are they preparing to invade?
Yeah, they're infiltrating our governments. They're studying us extensively.
They're
mating with us,
apparently.
What's the end game here? Are they trying to take over the world? Well, no. Apparently not. He says... If they wanted to, they would have done it in the Stone Age, quote, when all we had were bows and arrows. Okay, well, there you have it. They're just fucking with us, apparently.
But they're giving us technology to take us away from bows and arrows and give us better weapons.
I guess. Better something.
So, why just permeates?
Why is the big umbrella question here?
I know he's all about Q, but the letter I'm stuck on is Y.
Yeah, I mean, this guy now is very, like we said, he really tapped into the QAnon thing. He's doing these Zoom meetings with dozens, if not hundreds of people at a time where he just answers their questions, rids them of their demonic possession, deprograms their brains. I can't recommend that you get into it because, frankly, I don't support anything that he's doing and don't want to signal boost his current behavior.
Not really.
Because it's pretty monstrous. But he is one of these guys who, in early January, was like, just you wait. Any day now, Trump is going to be president again. And I'm still waiting. I think the new date is sometime in mid-August, right? It keeps changing.
I think that's right.
Yeah,
it
every
was
time.
March, and then it was... June?
Yeah.
No, or May, and then now it's August, so...
We got alien orgies. This guy is sleeping with the cat queen.
Apparently descended from a mantid, sleeping with a cat queen, and also a human woman who he has had now an alien baby and human babies.
Right.
So, but the human babies must be part mantid, because he's part mantid. Right?
Well, but he's not biologically, I don't think, part mantid.
Okay, so it was just literally like Mother Earth.
Yes.
Type mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when Chairman Mao was in charge of China, he would send messages to everyone saying, I am your mother, I am your father.
Yeah.
There is no one more important than me.
It's just like that, and it's interesting that Chairman Mao made that argument.
Chairman
He's Mao. Using the same language. I'm pretty sure Chairman Mao was a mantid.
You think he was?
Or at least being run or advised by them like Putin was, like the American government is.
Or that's the Nordics that do the advising. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Nordics are doing that. So
there's some kind of hierarchy here where the Nordics are like telling people what to do.
Right.
The cat queen is just here to have big tits and fuck you, I guess, or whatever. The mantids are doing some mind stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the grays, we don't know. They just show up to be in Hollywood films.
Yeah, they're all about the fame. They want their 15 minutes.
The grays are like, please put me on screen.
Like,
and the Nordics are like, I hate fame. I'm going to go be a cobbler in Ireland like Daniel Day-Lewis.
The grays are like, oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, you got the. We just fixed the roof, you guys.
Stop fixing it until we leave.
Exactly. We need the entrance. Yes, no, we just want to be in Hollywood films. I've always had a big crush on Emily Blunt. My goal one day is to work beside her.
Oh, Ozark. You and Eli have something in common.
Well, more than one thing.
More than one thing. That's
we have a lot
true.
In common.
Very much lots of things in common.
So you guys, where are you at with the mind control thing right now?
Well, we are attempting to learn it so that we can engage some representation. We are available if there are any agencies looking for alien talent. I have a monologue and a 16-bar song ready at any time. I really always wanted to meet David Duchovny.
Yes, David Duchovny. I really liked Californication.
He has floppy hair, and I like that.
But, however, we were grossly misrepresented in the film Evolution. You cannot use Selsun Blue to kill aliens.
So ridiculous.
That's another thing we have in common there, Ozark, because that's a great cast in a weird movie.
What about the water thing in that Shyamalan film?
Signs.
Yeah. Does that, you guys don't like water?
Or? No, I love water. Water is life. Water is literally the thing that gives life across the universe. It's the stupidest concept in the world that water would be poisonous to any life form. I can't express enough how stupid of a concept that is. Not to mention, your Earth's atmosphere contains a lot of water. The air itself has quite a bit of water in it. Has Mr. Shyamalan ever heard of humidity?
That's definitely a question I would ask him.
Great question.
But I did enjoy the one where the plants come to life.
I didn't see it.
I thought you were talking about Little Shop of Horrors.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yes, no, Little Shop of Horrors. That wasn't Shyamalan.
Yes, Little Shop is closer to the truth. We also love to dance and sing, so I'm available for both Broadway and Hollywood productions.
We have heard it has recently become easier to join SAG-AFTRA.
Call me a quadruple threat.
Is this a wise decision?
Look, that's something that you and your manager or agent should probably talk about.
Yeah,
because
it really depends on location.
Right.
It's a lot of things go into that type of conversation.
Yeah, because you're going to limit yourself to a degree. You know, you're going to open your opportunities, but you're going to limit yourself to... Yeah, exactly.
Right, depending
on where
you live.
Not something I feel qualified to advise you on.
But good luck. I mean, speaking as someone who's looking for representation myself, good luck to you.
Yeah. All four of us, honestly, if anybody out there... wants us to do very little effort, and just wants to sign us up
Let
without
it
us
drop
asking.
Drop into my lap, please.
That'd be great. We'd really appreciate that.
I would love it if some success would drop into my lap as soon as possible.
Dropping things into people's laps is the way of our people.
Yeah, we are aware. Keep dropping in our own laps.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you again. Another wonderful episode about our people.
Yes, we're going to go ahead and steal this outro. You can always reach out to the show at romance@iheartmedia.com.
Yes, and they will also accept your transmissions on the social medias. She is at Diana Mike Boom.
And Eli is at Oh Great, It's Eli.
And the show is at Ridic Romance.
You can find them on Twitter and Instagram. And do not forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your rating and reviews help the show be seen. And help us continue to achieve our goal of world fame and global domination.
And we love stars, so more stars!
More stars!
More stars!
Wow, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if anybody knows stars, it's the aliens.
So true. That's.
I would love to meet the star Idris Elba.
Yes.
You and me both.
We all would.
We'd all like to meet Idris Elba, am I right?
All right. We got to help these guys get out of here, and you guys have to help us fix the roof.
Yeah.
I brought my space hammer.
Look, it vibrates.
Wow. Oh, this is not helpful. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this ridiculous romance.
Yeah, this one was out there. Way out there. Way, way out there.
We will bring it back to Earth in the next episode.
Yeah. But hope you enjoyed it. Thanks as always for joining us.
Yep.
We appreciate you and love you dearly.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long, friends. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to our show. Tell your friends, neighbors, uncles, and aunts to listen to our show, Ridiculous Romance.